Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I have had it pointed out to me that I apparently forgot to do Star Wars The Black Series, Series 1, 3¾-inch action figures. A lot of people have asked, which ones are new? Which ones do I already have? Is that a trick question? And the answer to all of these is complicated, but basically everything in there is new enough to be worthy of some attention. It might make you mad, it might not. We're going to look at them, and I've got two of them on my desk right now because I just opened them. Right now, I have the empty card backs with me. There we go. The Clone Trooper Sergeant is based on the Attack of the Clones armor. It's the green color, but instead of the really bright green Hasbro's given us for the last few figures, it's the brownish green we first saw on the Gentle Giant Sergeant bust a few years ago. It's the first time Hasbro put this color on this style of Clone Trooper, so for that reason, it's very exciting for longtime fans like me who've seen this as something that was missing in their collections. It uses that vintage body from 2011. It has a removable helmet, bend and swivel wrists, ball-jointed hips, and two guns. Neither gun has painted applications on it. It's just a black gun. And you get a short rifle and the longer rifle. The clone pilot uses the same body. Same unpainted white body. It's got a new, I think, helmet. I haven't had time to go through all my old clone pilots to verify. I'm pretty sure it's a new helmet. It's also removable. Same bend and swivel wrists, ball-jointed hips, all the stuff you could possibly want, so he can sit pretty well, and as a figure that's going to fit in your vehicles, it's the body you pretty much want. So for the clones, I like the clones. They are also going to be in subsequent waves. I believe they'll be in wave 3. Let me pull up the rest of the figures. They're not on my desk, so I'll be doing this from memory. That's wave 2. Why am I clicking on wave 2? We have wave 2 in stock as well, if you want Mara Jade and you want her today. Wave 1 also has a brand new sculpt for Padme Amidala from Episode 2. It's a super articulated figure, two blasters, one working holster, easily the best Padme yet that has articulation. There's been a couple of other ones that look a little chunky in the joint department, like kind of squared off and it just didn't look right. This one, the limbs are a lot smaller, it looks better overall, but the 2002 figure is still quite good. It doesn't have much in the way of articulation, but if you like the pose, it's perfectly fine. This is probably Hasbro's best version of the figure yet. Unless you really like the Unleashed figure, and I probably shouldn't make the joke I want to make, so I'll move on. Ceremonial Luke Skywalker is basically the 2007 figure with an improved skin tone, the correct lightsaber hilt, and I believe it's a new head sculpt. This time he looks a little less pale, a little less vampire-esque, and that's an improvement enough for me. He also includes the new longer hunting rifle in his working holster, which is also very nice. You saw Mark Hamill with his blaster in some of the promo pics. There's a lot of official photography from late 70s with Luke in a long-sleeve black t-shirt. That's this. Biggs Darklighter uses the existing Rebel Pilot body and puts Biggs' head on it. You kind of know what to expect. 14 points of articulation. Fits in the exclusive vintage X-Wing sold elsewhere. And it's one of the better-looking Biggs's. Mine had a goofy mustache, but most of them look fine. He has a blaster pistol and a removable helmet. Anakin Skywalker is a new mold. Ball-jointed hips. Swappable right hand. You can go with robot or flesh hands. It's a good-looking Anakin. Better head sculpt. More mobility. Doesn't have the... it's sort of a ribbon-like vest that was on the Evolution version from 2005. So it's a big improvement. Easily the best Anakin Skywalker Attack of the Clones figure yet. He has... no real problem sitting, so he'll fit in the new Starfighters basically okay. Still wish we had a Saga Legends version. Just putting that out there in the universe for anyone to listen. And next we have Darth Vader. Darth Vader is based on the Bespin banquet scene, which had been prototyped for a figure about 12 years ago, but never came out. This one has two right hands. One has a laser blast and a deflection on it. The other one can force grab Han Solo's blaster from across the room, and it includes Han Solo's blaster. The other hand can hold a red lightsaber, because it's Darth Vader, of course he needs a lightsaber. And the body is based on the Evolution Vader body, which you've probably got a few times by now. It's a nice figure. I have him right here. He's on my desk. There we go. Yep, super articulated. Ankles, all that stuff. Has no problem sitting down. And because the Evolution armor is a little bit better, he doesn't have... any errant flaps or nothing. Maybe they changed that. I don't remember. I gotta plan for these things a little bit better, don't you think? And the helmet, I think, is new. but don't quote me on that. They might have just glued it down. It's a good-looking figure, good-looking Vader, nice glossy helmet, colors seem about right, even though there have been other figures in the past released as a Bespin Banquet Vader, namely the Bespin Battle Pack from, I think it was 07. This is the first one to include scene-specific accessories. And that's a selling point at this point for Vader, because he doesn't have that many outfits, so his gear really makes the figure, and this one has some of the best gear with a Darth Vader in recent memory. Rounding out Wave 1 of the Black Series is a Scout Trooper. It has multiple variations on it, including some deco variations on the hip pouches, so keep an eye open for those. The figure itself is similar to previously existed figures. I think that's a good way to put it. The same figure was packaged with a speeder bike last year as a retailer exclusive. It has ball-jointed hips and a new double neck peg joint, which is unique to this figure. It allows him to kind of put his head and neck forward a little bit when he's riding a bike. It looks great. And the body itself is mostly based on the 2006 or 7 vintage figure. Again, I do a great job researching these things, and then I don't look it up before the podcast recording, because I want to sound off the cuff and conversational, which is not great for necessarily having all of your facts in order. Sorry about that. All the years I threw out are off the top of my head. Now you know. Big dark secret. It has a smaller blaster pistol, fits in the holster on his ankle just fine, and is a good-looking figure. The deco is not as good as the previous vintage figure, but the articulation is way better. So it really boils down to what you prefer. I would say get a couple of each, because you want good-looking ones facing you in the dioramas, and the super articulated ones are great for posing on vehicles and playing dead if you need a couple of extra joints for that. So it's a good wave of figures. The main downer is that you may, as a long-time collector, own some version of all of these characters. The Clone Trooper Sergeant is the newest and most interesting figure in terms of you don't have this. Vader's right up there with giving you something new. The other ones are just superior versions of things you may own. If you don't own them, it's great. And I had somebody, in my spare time, I also write a Star Wars Q&A column. Somebody wrote, why are these in the Black Series? Aren't these the best figures Hasbro has to offer? And while they, engineering-wise, definitely are, why Episode 2 figures when that's not as character collector character-friendly? There was a line of Droid Factory series slated for this year, and Hasbro decided not to go that way. So those figures, instead of just abandoning them and never putting them out, they put them out in the Black Series packaging so collectors could get them. Some people were very excited to get these figures, and here they are. So I'd say all in all, it's a good batch. Wave 2 is a little more exciting because there's this Pablo Jill figure that'll just knock you right on your butt. We have that in stock right now. It has a lot of Wave 1 in it, not all of Wave 1, so if you're okay missing a figure or two, get the Wave 2 case. Also, the Wave 3 case is up for pre-order. I'm told Arrival is not that far off, and you can get a new Nikto and Darth Plagueis, Vader returns, Anakin's not in this one, but Luke's back, and they're very, very, very well-made figures, I'll say that. Whether or not they're new to you, hey, that depends on your collection. A lot of us are hardcore people, and we've been collecting them all for a long time. So it's another Stormtrooper, but it's another Stormtrooper. So I'm smiling when I say that because you want an army of these things. That's all I got because I'm rambling now. So you guys have a great weekend. I'm assuming I'll see some of you at the movies. I'll be going with the missus to Hunger Games Catching Fire. And even though it's a apocalyptic tween romance thing for young ladies, I enjoyed the first movie. I'm not ashamed to say that. It was an entertaining film because, you know, when you go to the movies and you see teenagers, you want to see them kill each other, right? No offense, teenagers. I was one of you when I started writing about Star Wars. It's just a terrible joke. Anyway, have a great weekend. I'll see you guys next time. Have a nice Thanksgiving. I should be back on Black Friday with more. And if you're listening, you'll want to be with us on Black Friday because we're teasing all of our deals on the website now for next week. And there's going to be more. Daily deals are going to keep going. And it's an exciting time to be selling toys, I have to say. I should probably just start talking about that. It'd probably be a lot more interesting than toy reviews in some cases. Well, it's inside baseball. Some of you would be interested in it. A lot of you would be like, get to the review. But anyway, good times. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. I'll just stop there.